This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 after the hour, time for us to get right to the heart of the matter with a man whose heart and mind is at work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He lives it, he breathes it, he sleeps it, he eats it. The world of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's red hot.
Oh my, you make me sound so one-dimensional. I live it, I eat it.
Yeah, and he breathes it. No, I would say you could apply that to almost anything in your life. Don't you think that that is how you live your life? You have lots of passion for lots of things.
Yeah, lots of things. I enjoy this, but I find that I bring some of my other interests into it. I find that anybody that's like overly interested in one thing, that one thing suffers
boring.
Because they don't connect it to other things. And what's so beautiful about News Talk Radio is that it applies to everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to be on top of everything to really understand it. Now, here are some of the everythings that we've been dealing with all week on radio stations, such as the one you and I are broadcasting on right now, or the ones we are broadcasting on. We have the NBA and the NHL playoffs, which is very exciting to those who like basketball and hockey. We have number 9, number 10 is the basketball and hockey. At number 9, Bill Cosby is going to stand trial. That's very interesting. At number 8, Freddie Gray acquittal. At number 7, TSA troubles. At number 6, the battle against ISIS. At number 5, the Egypt air crash investigation. At number 4, the Texas transgender suit. At number 3, China's naval actions and Obama's Vietnam trip. And his trip to Japan.
We had Disney World next week.
Yeah. Sorry. We have number 2, Clinton's email.
He's going to
email
next week, too.
And McAuliffe's fundraising investigations. And number 1, we have the presidential race and Trump protests. So there you go on that. Here are the people that are populating our parlance. We have at number 10, Bill Cosby. Number 9, Elizabeth Warren. Edward Nero at number 8. Debbie Wasserman Schultz at 7. Terry McAuliffe at 6. 5 is Bernie. 4 is Bill Clinton, the old former famous. At number 3, the new Clinton, Hillary Clinton. At number 2, Barack Obama. At number 1, Donald Trump. Do you find when you see in the news it says, Clinton says, you have to say, which Clinton are we talking about?
Like Obama used to say when he was running 8 years ago, I don't know who I'm running against.
Yep.
And it's still the case here. The two of them can't best Trump, though, it would seem, according to what the polls look like at the moment. But I thought more interesting, not more, but perhaps as interesting, looking at the top 10 people on the list, 8 of the 10 of them are prominent Democrats. There's only one Republican, and then there's Bill Cosby, who's not political at all.
Where's the Republican?
Donald Trump? You don't consider him a Republican? Hey, he's a rhino, a Republican in name only.
Is Donald Trump really a Republican?
He's an opportunist. Perhaps as the opportunist, as the optimist party, we could have the opportunist party.
I've never seen a situation where they have a guy running who got the nomination who most of the people in the party don't believe.
Don't like.
Most of the people in both parties don't like their people.
Well, but see what it tells you about the reality of the party machines are irrelevant today because people aren't being served by them. They're serving themselves. And that's part of the conversation. If you can get beyond some of the hardcore people. I got into this conversation last week at the Talkers conversation we had, and I would like you to overview that for us, too, because it was quite successful. The Talkers annual convention at Hofstra University last Friday netted some good conversation. I love the venue, by the way, and the people. It just lent itself more to being able to talk to our panelists.
Well, Hofstra's a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great. The studio, I was in the studio.
How'd it go?
It was just fabulous. I mean, it mirrored any great. So I've worked in some great radio stations in my time. I've always told you that I love the facilities at KBC in Los Angeles when I was there.
Yeah.
And this studio was the same. was good, solid broadcasting. The students that go there are very lucky to have.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying the students that go there are going to have a harsh reality check when they leave and they get a job at a real place.
Yeah, right. Yeah, some of the junk that exists at some of the stations today. But anyway, the conversation back and forth, the people in attendance, I didn't have a lengthy conversation with Mark Levin. He's always very friendly, even though I find it I don't listen, and I think I've said this before. I'm not listening to a lot of talk radio because it doesn't stimulate me, and I don't say that in a negative sense because I'm a cheerleader for the format. I find that when I listen to some of these people, they're not really talking to me. They're talking to a different group of people, and they have their avid supporters. And I think that's the case certainly with Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, who are two wonderful guys. Frank, I enjoy their company a lot. But I'll tell you just an anecdotal sort of a side trip. You know that Bohannon and I have been friends and friends for years, and you have as well. There's a bunch of us that go back a long time, and we're just friends. So he and he said, I need a ride back to the hotel. So I got in my car, and we were driving around. And I had Victoria Keelan, who was there with me, and Bob Kay, both working on my program. They were following me in another car. Bohannon and I got talking about stuff, and I forgot where I was going. And I just kept driving around in circles for a half hour, and they're following me.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's terrible.
That was fun, actually, because we had...
It's fun for you. How do you think they felt?
They said it was like following Griswold in one of the vacation movies.
Oh,
Clark
my gosh.
Griswold. Anyway, so that was one of the outshoots. But I think there were a lot of people who were there. We got a lot of our questions answered about things that are going on in the business. We ought to talk about it a little bit more as the hour goes on. But I want to get to some of the issues, especially in your take on some of these things in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison, who's the publisher and the editor of Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com and you can find the review of Talkers 2016 at Hofstra if you'd like. You also will find out who Michael interviewed this week on Up Close and In Your Face. Why do I never get that?
Because it's the only thing in the world that uses that expression. It's an expression that's completely ours. We trademarked it.
Right. Up Close and Far Out.
Isn't that
Sean Hannity is the
up
person.
Up Close and Far Out.
Is scrutinized with Michael. This week, you want to check that out. Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well.
A recent survey from Smithfield shows 89% think grilling is a great American pastime. Since peak grilling season starts off on Memorial Day, now's your chance to put your skills to test in the first ever Smithfield Hog Wild Throwdown. Tuffy Stone, award-winning pitmaster and founder of the barbecue team Cool Smoke, says it all starts with the right ingredients.
The secret to making this your best grilling season is to make sure you're using premium cuts of fresh pork. One of my favorites is Smithfield Extra Tender back ribs because they're hand trimmed and juicy. So all I need to do is add some of my favorite rub and they're good to go.
Stone and fellow award-winning pitmaster Mo Kaysen are asking you to grill, vote, or play for your chance to win a Ford F-150 this grilling season.
If you love barbecue like we do, we want you to submit your favorite fresh pork grilling recipe using tenderloins, ribs, chops, or shoulders. Pork is great because there's so much you can do with it. We can't wait to see the recipes roll in.
Learn more at SmithfieldThrowdown.com.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
The way to peace is through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In the war of words this election year, we must not lose sight of our commitment to peace in our time. How is that achieved? Empty rhetoric is not a strategy. It may appear noble, but in the end, there is only one thing an enemy respects, regards, and understands. That is strength. Fellow patriots, help us stop Washington from further gutting our military force. Congress votes on the National Defense Authorization Act this year. We ask you to stand up and speak out for a strong and economically efficient military force to defend the United States. Go to ncpa.org and sign the petition to provide for the common defense now and prevent more devastating cuts to our military funding. Support our troops and our nation's security. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
17 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as we go through the stories, the charts for the week of May 23rd to the 27th, 2016. I said we ought to, I don't know where we, oh, Bill Cosby, I guess we need to, I don't know how much time we spent on that. Is it really interesting? I think you used the word interesting when we were going through the people list, and I don't know that I find it interesting. I find it annoying. Maybe there's a, because of the same stuff, all these people, some of the people say, well, we have 50 women, even if it's 25 women who have a legitimate complaint, maybe if it's only 5 who have a legitimate complaint. This mm-hmm. guy is out of his mind, I think, Michael. I mean, he's a definition of we put a poster next to a maniac or a picture in the dictionary. This guy is he's a lot of terms to describe him, but he's just a reprobate.
Yeah, well, I find it interesting because it's interesting. I mean, it's not interesting, annoying is a strange word. Yeah, I guess it's annoying, but I'm not annoyed by these things because these are the subjects that we talk about. I don't think you're annoyed.
I don't mean annoyed. I find him annoying. I think we need to talk about the issue because it happens way too frequently on college campuses, business.
I see a different issue. I see a different issue here. The lens I view a Cosby story and is something that has come up a lot in our conversations on this program over the years, and that is, you cannot judge in today's world a book by its cover. You cannot judge what a person is about by their media image. And this is something that I think we have to teach people in schools going forward because we're so inundated by media, you know, avatars, you know, brands. That word brand actually annoys me. Everything's a brand. Everything is brand means fake. Brand means a premeditated image that you work to create to give people an impression that really may not be based upon deed. And this is what Cosby teaches me, is that this man who is universally loved, plays the part of the America's dad, wonderful guy, was basically a cretin, a creep. And we see there's so much of that. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't trust anybody, but we shouldn't believe at face value what we see and hear in the media. That's all. And this is a great lesson for that.
Yeah, it really is in many ways. A lesson for men and for women, whether mm-hmm. we learn it or we don't. This is a universal issue, as is the Freddie Gray situation. As far as I'm concerned, this is another universal issue. Number 8 this week on the countdown. What happened in the trial of one of the officers who most people thought would be easily convicted? Not so fast. He opted to go before a judge. The judge happened to be black, and so as a result of that, there's not a lot of hoopla in the city. But isn't it awful the way that we do color here? I mean, because the judge was black. I've been a white judge that said the same thing that burned the city down. How do we live like that?
Well, we have a lot of problems with hypocrisy and categorization, and the race issue in America is a severe problem. Mm-hmm. And you know, you and I have about 20 seconds before the break. Let's solve it now.
Okay, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, okay. Why can't we all get along?
There we go. Thank you, Rodney King. All right, next up, TSA Troubles. The number 7 item this week on our Talk Radio Review, 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're together each week at this time to dissect the impact and the import of the stories and the people who are being discussed on most of the mainstream news talk radio stations with the hosts, the programs, the topics of the week. And the TSA and their nonsense is number seven. The fact that this is what it is, the way it's being handled by the government is the reason Bernie Sanders has traction, is the reason that Donald Trump has traction. These people don't fix problems. They just throw more money at it. Okay, so they fired the person who was in charge of all this stuff. What does that do? Nothing. It doesn't fix a damn thing. These people stand around. You go through the... You traveled on air last week. You do a lot of traveling. I do. The fact that they, you know, they make a big thing out of the TSA pre-check, and then now they're closing the lines down. There's no more TSA pre-check in certain of the LAX facilities. You don't have TSA pre-check anymore because they say they don't have any people. They haven't fired anybody. Nobody's retired because they haven't been around there long enough. So where are the people going? What are they doing? Who's responsible for this outrage that they want to throw more money at? American Airlines decided to spend $4 million at LAX to change the way they've constructed the lines because everybody's getting ticked off. So... You know, what do we do about this other than sound angry? What do we do with
Take the train. Drive. Okay. Stay home.
Okay, well, we just problem.
I mean, it's a serious problem that, you know, we can blame people. I know a lot of TSA agents. Really? I know some personally.
Yeah.
And they live in constant fear that they're going to mess up.
They do. They mess up every day. I never told you the story about what happened to me at LA. Listen to this. I think I have not told you the story.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go through Terminal 4 because I usually use American, but I used another. I think I was on Virgin to go somewhere. So I'm in Terminal 3, And I'm not necessarily used to the setup, but it was in the days when they were still using those horrible x-ray machines that people didn't want to go through, and I was one of them. So I would opt out for a body scan or whatever they call them. So I'd say, I'm not going to go through the line. Okay, so then they'd supposedly bring over a male check person and, you know, do their thing. So when I get out of the line in this particular circumstance, the guy in the line whispers, "Male check," like that. So nobody heard him. I stand there for 3 or 4 minutes. I say, "Come on, I'm being penalized for not wanting to go through the x-ray machine." "No, you're not." I said, "Yeah, I am. Please get me in." He does it again. "Male scan, line 3. Like that. And so I said, "Get me the supervisor, please." And the supervisor comes over, this little punk, 5'2". And he's looking at me. He's about 29 years old, eyeballing me like I'm a terrorist. I said, "I've been penalized for 14 minutes because I don't want to go through." "Oh, no, you haven't." I said, "Yes, I have. And I want to be patted down, and I want to get to my plane." Well, in the meantime, they'd taken my bags and put them over on the side after I started this conversation. So after I get through and I go down to the gate, I realize I don't have my phone. I can't find my phone. So I go back to the TSA agents and say, "I can't find my phone. Do you have? Does anybody perchance turn in a phone? And describe it, please." "Well, it's all black." And the guy opens up the drawer quickly and says, "Nope, got no black phones in here." So there's somebody sitting at the desk with a phone. I said, "Ma'am, would you mind dialing this number?" So she dials my number. The phone rings in the drawer. So the guy opens up the drawer and sees the phone ringing and gets it out and he gives it to me. And I said, "This isn't a black phone?" "Oh, well, it's got a red circle around the middle of it." I looked at him. I said, "You A-hole. Do you realize that this is the kind of stuff?" He just smirked at me and said, "Be on your way." You know, this is the kind of stuff, and we're paying for this?
Wow.
Isn't that outrageous?
I don't even know where to begin to respond, we can blame these agents, but the problem is deeper. It's a societal
one. Of course it is.
One.
Yeah, it really is.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Top 10 Countdown. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the top of the town, if you will. Top stories of the week, top talk topics from number 10 to number 1, whether it's the people list or the stories, fascinating things to go over, and we expound upon some of them, we being me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. This week, Up Close and Far Out gets inside the mind of Sean Hannity. Why was it you thought this would be? He's pretty strident in his beliefs, but one of the things behind the scenes that I found interesting is how he's working to help radio stations figure out how the rating system work. This has become a big thing for him off the air. I don't think he talks about it on the air, does he?
No, he doesn't talk about it on the air. What's cool about the podcast and what's cool about him appearing at our conference, and the discussion on the podcast this week was the exact conversation I had with him in front of the industry. Uh-huh. So it was a live recording. It wasn't live. It was recorded, but it was in front of an audience of several hundred industry people in the radio industry.
Right.
He's very active in involved, and this is not partisan. He supports people of all broadcast ilks, not even politics, is that there's trouble behind the scenes in the industry as we transition into the digital age and having accurate ratings. Yeah. The ratings don't always reflect how many people are listening, especially News Talk Radio, which has such a large online listenership that the Nielsen Company does not accurately measure at this point.
It hasn't ever, in my opinion. But
yeah, so
it used to be Arbitron before. They haven't got a clue.
Well, it's hard to measure radio to begin with. I mean,
why are you charging people so much money to supposedly do a job that you can't do?
Well, this is a problem, and that's why we were talking about it. So, you know, my podcast is for media freaks.
Yes.
And it's not just for the industry. It's for media freaks, people that are really interested in media. I mean, it's a delight for those people. And you hear Sean Hannity talking about something you just don't hear him talking about on television or radio. And it's kind of interesting. And that's part of it. He also talks about what's going on behind the scenes at Fox in terms of the personalities dealing with Trump. It's really kind of shaking up the barrel a little bit there. People are, they don't all feel the same way. And he talked a little bit about politics. So it's kind of a fun interview. It's about 35 minutes.
Does he ever say he's going to wait as soon as his kids get out of school, he's going to move to Florida and run for the Senate?
No, we didn't get into any of that. Yeah. I think he loves radio too much.
He does. Mm-hmm. Well, you could do a radio show. I contemplated running. Somebody came to me, it was a number of years ago, when the seat for Congress in Palm Beach came up. I have a longstanding connection to Palm Beach County. And so I actually thought about it for a while. I couldn't do it and run my farm, so most of the things that I've decided not to do in this business have been because if I did them, it would screw up my farming life. But I thought about running. I don't know that I would have. Who knows what you would do if you didn't take a shot at it? But I could have been the first person to go to Congress and be a radio broadcaster. I could do my program from where. There's nothing to stop me from doing. A lot of other people continue doing what they were doing before, their businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as well as being a congressman. Wouldn't it be fascinating to have a congressman as the host of a radio program? We get some ex-congressmen doing it.
That'd be boring.
That'd be boring. Okay.
I don't think the two work together very well.
Okay.
I think that to be a good radio talk show host, you have to be an unpolitician. You have to not care what people think of you. There's no such thing as an outsider politician. If you're an outsider, you don't run for office. If you run for office, you're now a politician. This whole thing about, the outsiders are getting elected. Well, they're not outsiders anymore. Mm-hmm. It's nonsense.
Oxymoron.
Totally. I mean, Trump is an outsider. He's the ultimate insider. Hillary's an insider. Bernie's an insider. What kind of outsider? He's a member of the Senate.
Mm-hmm. The club.
This is all stuff that, gives people a false illusion of what's happening. It's not accurate. It's not realistic. You can't be a politician and be a non-politician.
Interesting theory. Thank you.
Well, it's not even a theory. It's
true.
It's fact. I mean, 90%, I'm pulling that out of the air. 90% of the things that are said in the news and are said about life are nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well,
so, is 90% of this program is nonsense?
No, it's 100% accurate assessment of what's 90% nonsense.
Ah, perfect. Thank you. Yeah, there we go. It's Michael
Harrison. I mean, much of what we talk about is a very objective, intelligent, factual look at BS.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say BS on the air?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
You can even say bull manure.
Wow.
Could say that and get away with it. Yep, that's it. Come a long way. Come a long way in the years we've been doing this. Okay, number four on the list of items this week in the story department, the transgender suit filed by 10 different states against the federal government. So I'm quickly going to throw my take, and then I want yours more importantly. My take on this is that the taxpayer gets screwed no matter which side of the issue you're on, because the taxpayer, federal government, being sued by the states. So where do you think the money comes from for the states to sue the federal government? You pay for it, I pay for it, no matter what. So they have an unending supply of money that comes from you and me that they use. The states are going to sue the federal government. What do you think is going to come out of this? Zero. And in the meantime, they're all exercising their egos. I'm going to save and protect your freedom to go to the bathroom wherever you want. And in the meantime, you could very easily fix this by having one bathroom in every school where the transgender people go, and that's it. And that's the end of the story. You fixed the problem. And yet they're going to go off and sue the federal government.
You fix the problem by having a bathroom for every popular gender.
No, just put, instead of male, female, you just put special up on the door.
And
make sure we have a stall for everybody, and nobody has to see anything, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, or have private stalls. I don't know. Awful issue. It's an awful issue.
It is, because it gets to the basic core of the most prejudicial of all of our feelings, of our worry. I'm insecure about my sexuality. I didn't say that's not me. I'm just saying people that don't...
I'm insecure, you know, kind of, about your sexuality.
Are you really? Well, I guess we won't shake hands anymore.
No, but you know something? You said you were going to ask me my view, and I was hoping you wouldn't, but then I'm thinking about what is my view.
I give you time to think about it.
My view doesn't fit into any of the views out there, because, you know, I'm a very open person. I'm a very free-thinking, evidenced by the fact that I say it's all nonsense. Mm-hmm. But a part of me says people should have their modesty and their sensitivity about these things protected.
What's the immodesty about giving them their own bathroom?
No, I mean, if somebody is not comfortable having somebody in the bathroom with them for any reason, it should be at least considered.
Well, I think people have a problem. I think more men than women, because men don't have as much privacy as women. A lot of men have a hard time relieving themselves when there are other people around. They want privacy. Women have privacy. Men don't. So maybe we should start a whole movement, and I want to have the federal government require that stalls be put in all men's room so that everybody can have privacy. Where do we go with that idea?
That has just as much validity as any of these other discussions.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
That's the point I'm making.
Frankly, yes, you did. Yeah. Yep. All right. So have we said enough about that?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move on. It's 43 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Hey, kids, what do you want to do on vacation this summer?
Wrestle alligators.
What?
I just want to sleep in.
That I can handle. America's Best Value's reward program gives us late checkout, room upgrade, and a 15% discount, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Inn is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,200 hotels across North America.
More spots near alligators.
Dad, just go to VantageHotels.com.
Later, Gator.
A recent survey from Smithfield shows 89% think grilling is a great American pastime. Since peak grilling season starts off on Memorial Day, now's your chance to put your skills to test in the first ever Smithfield Hog Wild Throwdown. Tuffy Stone, award-winning pitmaster and founder of the barbecue team Cool Smoke, says it all starts with the right ingredients.
The secret to making this your best grilling season is to make sure you're using premium cuts of fresh pork. One of my favorites is Smithfield Extra Tender back ribs, because they're hand trimmed and juicy. So all I need to do is add some of my favorite rub and they're good to go.
Stone and fellow award winning pitmaster Mo Kaysen are asking you to grill, vote, or play for your chance to win a Ford F-150 this grilling season.
If you love barbecue like we do, we want you to submit your favorite fresh pork grilling recipe using tenderloins, ribs, chops, or shoulders. Pork is great because there's so much you can do with it. We can't wait to see the recipes roll in.
Learn more at SmithfieldThrowdown.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
The way to peace is through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In the war of words this election year, we must not lose sight of our commitment to peace in our time. How is that achieved? Empty rhetoric is not a strategy. It may appear noble, but in the end, there is only one thing an enemy respects, regards, and understands. That is strength. Fellow patriots, help us stop Washington from further gutting our military force. Congress votes on the National Defense Authorization Act this year. We ask you to stand up and speak out for a strong and economically efficient military force to defend the United States. Go to ncpa.org and sign the petition to provide for the common defense now and prevent more devastating cuts to our military funding. Support our troops and our nation's security. It's your country, And I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Okay, Doug, for those of you just joining us, here are the 10 most talked about stories from 10 to 1 on News Talk Radio this past week on radio stations just like the one we're being listened to on right now. At number 10, we have sports. We have the NBA and the NHL playoffs. At number 9, we have Bill Cosby to stand trial. At number 8, the Freddie Gray acquittal. TSA troubles is at number 7. Number 6, the battle against the Islamic State. At number 5, the Egypt air crash investigation. We have the Texas transgender suit at number 4. At number 3, the China naval actions and Obama's Far Eastern trip. We have at number 2, the Clinton email investigation and scandal and McCullough fundraising investigations. And at number 1, we have the big story of the past 2 years. Still up there, of course, the presidential race and the protests that are all across the country about Donald Trump. And there are the 10 most talked about stories on News Talk Radio. Here are the 10 most talked about people of the week on News Talk stations, just like the one we're broadcasting on now. At number 10, we have Bill Cosby. At number 9, we have Elizabeth Warren. At number 8, we have Edward Nero. Number 7 is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Number 6 is Terry McAuliffe. Number 5 is Bernie Sanders. Number 4, Bill Clinton. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. So 20% of our top 10 are Clintons. And then, of course, the man usually a number 1, but has been kind of put off that spot for a while as this presidential race continues to get hotter and hotter and hotter. Barack Obama is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. Donald Trump just keeps on sucking up all that media attention, and it doesn't stop. So number 1 most talked about person on News Talk Radio this week is Donald Trump.
It's 47 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio, top stories, topics, etc. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with his thoughts on some of these issues and how they play into the overall understanding of not only the issues, but people who are talking about them. The president is working out of the country this weekend. He is talking, as usual, about things that sometimes are hard to understand. The Vietnam trip, what I find hard to understand is that the president announces that he's as closely connected to the military-industrial complex as any president in recent history. Let's sell more arms to the Vietnamese. Let's find another country to buy more arms from us, because that's good business. What, the Vietnamese are going to stand up against the Chinese? That's what he said. Well, the Chinese are becoming more important here, so they've got to protect themselves. The Chinese would step on the Vietnamese like an ant, stomping on an anthill. I mean, come on. And so here's Obama saying, we got to help them protect themselves. Really?
So how do you... Here again is an example of what's said having no meaning. Obama ran as the candidate of hope and the candidate of peace. Yeah. Do you know that he's the only president in recent history that there was war going on for his full 8 years?
Yeah, right. He's done nothing to stop it. He's done nothing to stop it. I had a conversation with somebody on the air, as much as I don't like getting into these conversations, about Obama and what he's accomplished. And, you know, I'm a nonpartisan. I don't like any of them. So it's easy to look at Bush and see what a failure and a fumbler and a bumbler he was. And Obama's the same thing. So where do you come up? Where do you find? Here we are once again, people saying, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Hillary. Or I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Trump because we don't have any good candidates. Okay. So why don't we? That's the conversation, isn't it?
No, we don't, because it's too dangerous to run for president if you value your self-respect, your privacy, and your dignity.
So we have clowns as president.
Bingo.
Jeepers, crow. Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Huh? Yeah, it is awful. The situation is very, very destructive.
Well, it's
very
dangerous.
Very, very dangerous.
Man,
very,
dangerous.
Very dangerous. And there's nothing good about it. I despise when people in our business say, well, it's good for our shows. Well, we live in the real world. When you step out of your show, you're not exempt from reality.
I don't know that it's good for our shows, frankly. I'm not sure that it's good for our shows at all. I think that what's good for the country... we ought to be doing and discussing what's good for the country, but then again, we have to understand, okay, well, how do we decide what's good for the country? We have our own interpretation of it, and thus the conversation continues then, right?
And now, if we really talked about what's good for the country, we wouldn't worry about what's good for us. And, of course, we can't do what's good for the country if we don't put ourselves first. So it's very hard.
Very hard. I have 10 seconds because somebody's working outside the building and my building's going to collapse.
Sounds good.
In 10 seconds. So
there was a new sound effect.
Right. Drilling into the issues of the day on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get at it here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a professor of law at Bentley University in Boston, also a noted legal mind and as an expert on jurisprudence. How do you like that? Sounds like something you have for dessert. Stephen J.J. Wiseman brings us dessert. Okay, so the reason he's here is to take apart some of the legal issues and the stories that have been very important this past week. The Bill Cosby trial, what's new there legally?
Well, it's kind of interesting. What happened this week in the Cosby trial was just a probable cause hearing, and this is a hearing by which the judge decides if there is enough evidence to go ahead with a trial. And so the prosecution, what they want to do is present just enough. They don't want to tip their hand too much, but they want to do enough to have the charges be brought up for trial, and that's what they did. They got it so that the judge indicated there was sufficient grounds, there will be a trial. The big issue, and the one that you're going to see in a preliminary hearing, another preliminary hearing before, is whether or not the prosecution is going to be able to bring up statements by the as many as 50 other women that have allegedly been assaulted by him. And generally, if you've done something, you know, committed a crime before, allegations of that are not allowed in a trial because it doesn't mean you did it this time. But where I think they will allow it is if it shows a pattern. And that's what you definitely do see in this. So I think if Cosby is able to have his attorneys not allow those other women to testify, he's got a shot of getting off. There are all kinds of legal reasons for that. But if they testify, he's toast.
Number eight on the countdown this week is the acquittal of the second officer in the Freddie Gray trial in Baltimore. Are you surprised that this is the way it came out?
No, not really. You know, the first trial with William Porter was one that the prosecution thought they had a better chance of. It ended up being a hung jury. But this particular officer, he went before not a jury, went before a judge. And, you know, frankly, there were definitely some things wrong done in the Freddie Gray case. But I think there may have been an overcharging of officers who were not sufficiently directly involved. And from what I saw of the evidence in the trial this week, the judge did make the correct determination, and this you couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that this particular officer had done anything wrong.
Isn't it a shame that the outcome of this was determined by the fact the judge was a black judge and not white? If it had been a white judge doing the same thing, many of the locals feel it would have been riots in the street, yada, 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 but because the judge was black.
Exactly. And, you know, also remember that some of the defendant Baltimore police officers are African-American as well, but we're so sensitive to issues and sometimes overreacting to issues in regard to just color.
All right. State of Texas and 10 others are suing the federal government for the transgender rulings that have come down. More government malfeasance. These would be easy problems to fix, but they don't want to. They'd rather take our tax money and waste it. One group suing another group. So what comes out of this?
The cases won't go very far because on legal technical grounds, these states don't have the grounds to challenge it. It has to be an individual. In addition, what they're challenging are guidelines, and all they are guidelines. Where the states are concerned is the federal government can say, because you're not following these guidelines, we're going to reduce funding that we give you, and that's a very legitimate interest of the states. But technically, they don't have the grounds. They don't have the standing to challenge this. It isn't to say that we're not going to have individuals challenge this, and they might. But at the moment, these suits are just grandstanding by a number of states' attorneys general.
All right. Last item has to do with the Clinton email business. Is there anything? Can we just like put this to bed too, or is there some more legal foolishness that can be stirred up here?
Yeah, it's going to keep stirring up. You know, a lot of people were looking at some of the headlines and missing the depth of it. The rules were not terribly clear at the time that she was doing this. Obviously, she made some mistakes, but it's being blown out of proportion. The big thing will be if the FBI brings charges.
Mm-hmm. Think that's likely?
I don't.
No, not in this administration. Are you going to let his administration ruin the chances for a Democrat to be president? Because that's what this would do.
The Trump chances.
Oh, oh, wait a minute here. Okay, Stephen, J.J. Wiseman here on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.